Podcast Awards, January 5th, 2012. Happy New Year, everybody. Phoenix at 41 p.m. time, 8:41 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Chair, Bill Spencer, Vice Chair, if you want to.
Your voice is very distorted.
Yeah,
I'm not hearing any
of
that.
Is that better? Barely. We love the cell phone. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Can't hear you, Teresa. Jessica Apollinar.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Afia Wangaza, present. Kimri Orendorf. Kimri Orendorf. Can't hear you, Kimri. Laura Priebus.
I'm here.
Thank you. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
LaVarne Williams. LaVarne Williams. Can't hear you, LaVarne. Andy Gold.
Mr. Gold is on call. He won't be on the open.
Okay.
He's on call if we need him. Otherwise, we've got him for a couple of items on the closed agenda.
LaVarne Williams. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Madam Secretary, would you recognize me, Wesley Bethune, KPS?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley. Did you receive any requests for excused absences? I have not.
Neither have I.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everyone, this is a continuation meeting. That's what the coordinating committee voted on last week, and next week's meeting will actually be a new meeting, which is where we will need to tackle all unfinished minutes for this last term. So the continuation meeting, as Bill has put a lot of good work and people have made suggestions into the agenda, we're going to pick up where we left off last time. I would like to briefly give an update to the board on where we're at in terms of, you know, arrangements for the in-person meeting. And I'm not sure if Arlene needs any time in open session besides what we're going to go over in closed session. So, but otherwise, are there any objections to going forward on the agenda as presented with those supervisors? I hope not. Okay. Very good.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's now 8:46, and I know we have a lot to cover here in an executive session. I would like to postpone the Personnel Committee PD process until the in-person meeting.
All right.
That would save some time there because we never get finished. And we need to get to the executive session.
Okay, very good. If there's no objection to that, I have no objection, and we can schedule accordingly into the agenda for the in-person meeting. So, thank you. That'll open up undoubtedly. So, that would bring us to the next agenda.
I'm not hearing any of what's being said.
I'm really sorry. And I hear a lot of wind on the line. I'm sitting inside a vehicle, so I'm not in a breezy environment. And it claims I have bars here. But anyway, we'll move that to the in-person meeting. If there's no objection to approving the rest of the agenda, it's a continuation meeting. We'll just pick up at the next committee motion, which I'm looking at on my phone. And I'll give everyone an update on where we're at with travel arrangements. And
Point of information?
Please, who is that? Is that Jessica?
This is Kathy, sorry.
Oh, hi Kathy, sorry.
You said that we were going to approve the agenda?
Well, it's a continuation meeting, so in theory, but I still think we have to say we approve the agenda. So we,
LaVarn here.
Hi, LaVarn.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to be on the stack. I mean, I would like to request something, a change on the agenda.
Sure. What is it?
The governance committee has 5 minutes. I would like to change it to 10 minutes.
Okay, sure. I don't see that as a problem.
Okay.
If there's no objection. So it sounds like the three changes is we've got moving the long personnel committee motion to the in-person meeting with time to discuss, giving governance 10 minutes to 75, and I'd like to update everyone on the travel arrangements.
I'm sorry, but the reception is so bad. Yeah, I can't make out anything that's being said. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. Is that me? Because I frankly, it's not. I don't think it's actually on my phone. So could everyone mute? So at least if it is my phone, I can determine that. Because it sounds like wind or something, and I'm inside a closed environment. So thank you. I think it's gone. The three changes to the agenda, and I should give an update on where we're at with the recall, probably in open session as well, just to for people who are listening on the stream. So I would like 5 minutes for a short chair's report on travel arrangements and recall. And moving Nia's agenda item from personnel committee to the in-person meeting and lengthening governance's time to 10 minutes. Are there any objections to any of those items? If there aren't, then we could move forward and approving the agenda as amended. Okay, and hearing them, Madam Secretary, if you could note that. And I believe Finance Committee is first up on the agenda. No. Is that correct?
This is Tracy. Are you saying that the Finance Committee is up now for a brief report? Or?
Yes, I think actually if we – hold on one moment. Yeah,
okay.
It does. No, actually, I'm sorry, Tracy. Forgive me. Here, I just went amending it. Let me give a short report. Then the Finance Committee will be up. Okay, so.
Yeah, we'll be very brief. I'll just talk about what we have been doing, and that's all. There's no motions or action items at this time.
Point of order. Can we appoint a timekeeper?
Does someone want to volunteer to be a designated timekeeper? Ken, would you like to do that?
I really don't have any.
I have something on the agenda.
Alex?
The report from the programming committee.
Okay. Is it on there already? I'm sorry. Where are you?
I'm not in front of the computer at the moment.
Let me look at
sure.
it. Just a second. Just a second, Alex. Is it...
I think we voted to postpone it to this meeting at the last meeting. I just want to make sure that it's on the agenda.
Oh, it's on their program council. Is it the program
council? Okay, thank you.
That's Alex. It's there. Okay, sorry. Okay, thank you. So I think otherwise we're good. So is there anyone who would like to volunteer to be a timekeeper? Anybody?
I'll do it if you want, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
One other item.
Is that Alex?
Yes. I'd like to have the board's permission to allow the chair of the programming committee to be on the call. That's George Ryder. He's the chair of the committee, but he's not a member of the national board.
during the portion to report on the programming councils. Is there any objection from anyone to that?
Yeah, this is Lydia. I think that, you know, as long as we allow every committee chair who is not on the PMB to do this from now on, otherwise I don't know why we're making the exception, especially since we're really time sensitive here.
Alex, point of information.
Ken on that issue, too.
One moment, please, everyone. Okay, I heard Tracy on a point of information, and then I believe, did I hear Ken?
Yes.
Okay, Tracy.
Are there any other PNB committee chairs currently that aren't on the PNB?
Pardon? Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, who is chair of governance?
I understand. She's saying
I am.
Marcel.
I'm
sorry,
who's that?
Marcel, I'm here.
Hi, Marcel. Ken, go ahead. And Marcel, did you wish to speak after Ken?
No.
Okay. Ken, go ahead, please.
I'm not an expert on this, but it seems inappropriate that a non-PNB member is the chair of a PNB committee. I don't know exactly if that's covered in the bylaws or not, but that's
okay. So, folks, I'm up for tonight because this sounds like one of those in the weeds, murky kind of issues, precedent, rulings. I want to get through the meeting. We have a lot of old business we need to get through. Alex, are you able to present?
I'd like to make that as a motion that we invite George Ryder to the meeting as the chair of the programming committee. This is ridiculous. We've done this before. If someone is a member of the committee, they can be chair of that committee. We have non-PNB members who are members of PNB committees.
Okay.
So the objection is absurd.
Is there a second to Alex's motion?
I second it.
Who is that?
Wesley.
Hi, Wesley. Thank you. Okay, is there opposition to the motion?
Yes, this is Lydia. I already voiced it.
Okay, thank you. I just, you know, now we've got a motion. I have to have it for the record. Thank you. So, discussion. Back.
Carolyn to the set. This is Jessica for the stack.
Carolyn, Jessica. Okay, I'll take more after that. Go ahead, Carolyn.
You know, I think when there's a motion on the floor from that committee, it would be appropriate to have that chair on the call. Otherwise, I don't think we should make a blanket rule that it's all or nothing. In this case, because there's a motion on the floor, I think that would be appropriate to have that person on the call. Otherwise, I don't think we should make it a blanket rule going forward that any non-board chair can attend any meeting. Just limit it to those who have motions on the floor.
Okay. Is that an amendment or is that encompassed in the original motion, Alex?
My motion was simply to invite George Ryder to address this meeting since he's the chair of the programming committee. There's nothing in the motion about a blanket rule about anything.
Okay, so it's specific to this particular instance this evening, correct?
Correct.
This is Lydia.
Hold on, Lydia. I'll put you on stack. Okay, Carolyn, are you done?
Well, if we're going to do motions and go through all of that nonsense, yes, I would like to amend it to say because he is the chair of a committee which has a motion on the floor, on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Wesley, thank you. Okay,
so, this is Dan. Would you put me on the stack, please?
Is that Siegel? Okay, Dan, thank you. Okay, so I have, as long as we continue with the stack as we were going, Jessica, Lydia, Dan. Okay, so go ahead, Jessica, you're up.
I'm sorry to go back again. Do you mind restating that? What we were just approved, what Wesley just seconded? I missed something in it.
The amendment is because he's the committee chair and has a motion on the floor this evening. Like, that's why he's being allowed to speak. More specificity. So, correct, Carolyn?
My original comment actually had to do with that part. Once the motion went through, it didn't make sense. I'm sorry. Do I still have a minute?
Yeah, you can speak to either the amendment or the underlying motion, okay, because they're related, okay?
I personally don't have a problem with participation, but this does not have anything to do with voting, and of course it has nothing to do with anything. He's giving a report is what I understand. Is that correct?
That's correct. Obviously, he wouldn't be voting or anything. This is merely him coming to report to us as chair of that committee.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Lydia, you're next.
And my only comment is I don't have a problem as long as when the next time this issue comes up and someone else wants to have the chair speak to us, obviously it's usually going to be because there's a motion on the floor, someone who is not a PMB member, that this board, remember, this has been every motion we passed as precedent. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Dan?
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with Lydia for two reasons. First of all, we don't have to invite anyone to our open meeting, so anyone can be present at the meeting. And I think that any board committee should decide who it wants to speak for it. This doesn't give anyone a vote, but it simply encourages participation by people who are leading the committee. So I agree this should be our normal practice.
Thank you. Others for the stat? Anybody? Okay, we can go to a vote. Okay, so we have first on the floor is the amendment, which specified that the reason he was being invited was because he's the chair of a committee that has a motion on the floor for a vote this evening. Holy cow, we're still at agenda approval, aren't we? Okay, so that's the amendment. That it's because he has a motion, that his committee that he chairs has a motion on the floor this evening. And depending on how that goes, we have the underlying motion inviting him to the first place. Okay, so Madam Secretary, if you could take the roll, please. A yes vote will support the amendment, and then we'll go to the main motion if it passes.
Excuse me, are there objections perhaps, Madam Chair?
Were there objections to the amendment? Thank you.
Ken Aaron.
Hold on, Madam Secretary. I did not hear any objections to the amendment. So if there are no objections to the amendment, then we can go to the main motion.
Objection to the amendment.
Okay. So we have an objection to the amendment. Okay. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. Thank you.
Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat
Teresa Allen. Amendment?
No. I'm sorry. No. Teresa says no.
Jessica Polinar.
I'll pass.
Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
May I clarify what is a yes vote will encourage the motion? Yes, I approve. I approve yes.
No, the amendment. I'm sorry. Point of information, Madam Chair.
We're on the amendment right now, which is the reason he's being glad to address the board tonight is because his committee has a motion pending for a vote on the floor.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I can't hear but every other word.
Sorry, I don't think it's actually my phone. There's a lot of what sounds like wind noise on it. So and please, if other people could mute. We're voting on the amendment. So the amendment has a specificity that it applies because his committee has a motion pending on the floor this evening. And depending on how this amendment goes, then we'll get to the underlying motion, okay?
Right.
So if you could continue calling the vote, Madam Secretary, please.
Okay, Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
This is Nia, Madam Secretary. I'll change my vote to yes.
Let's see. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Heather Gray. Can't hear you, Heather.
Yes.
K.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Ifeo Wangaza passes. Kimry Orendoff? Can't hear you, Kimry. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you get me? Did you get me, Madam Sophia?
Not to you yet.
Yeah, okay. I don't think
Tracy Rosenberg.
There we go.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel.
Yes, I'm here. Sophia, that's twice. Sophia, can you hear me?
Yes, Dan Siegel.
Okay.
Spain.
What was your vote, Tracy?
She voted yes.
Thank you.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Okay. Jessica Apollinar.
Yes. Pardon me. Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Ifeo Wangaza abstains. Kimry Orendoff. Okay, so that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's, and 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Ten yeses, six noes, three abstentions.
Thank you. Okay, so we're past time on all of this agenda approval, as usual, so let's go to a vote on the underlying motion, which was Alex's motion to allow George Ryder. Okay, so that the motion as amended passed. It's 10 yeses. Thank you. So we'll go to the underlying motion, yes, of having George Ryder speak to the CNB this evening. Could you just go ahead and call the roll, please?
Yeah, Summer, isn't that motion moot now that the amended has passed, the amended motion?
Well, we've often, you know, I should know this, but I'm very tired, and we're sitting outside a foreclosed home at an action. If there's no objection, there we go, no objection. Thank you, Dan. Is there any objection to the underlying motion as amended? I don't have Robert's rules in front of me, so
yeah.
I hope. So is there an objection to the underlying motion as amended? That's what I thought. There you go. And that's the answer. So, if you could go ahead and please call the roll on the underlying motion as amended.
Ken Aaron.
Pass.
Teresa Allen.
No.
Can't hear you, Teresa.
No.
Jessica Apollinar.
I'm sorry. I'm going to pass.
Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Neil Bianco?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Ifia Wangaza? Yes. Kimry Orendoff? Can't hear you, Kimry. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm in pass.
Again, please.
Pass.
Okay. Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Sorry. Yes.
Jessica Polinar?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
And Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Kimry Orendoff? Can't hear you, Kimry. Tracy Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Kimry. I'm not Kimry, Tracy. How do you vote, Tracy? We may have lost her.
Excuse me, point of privilege, Madam Chair.
Hello?
Yes, point of privilege, please.
I think we lost...
Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. Someone has a radio on in the background. If you could mute yourself, radio or TV, if you could mute yourself, it would be appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, I hear it. So please, whomever has a radio on, mute your phone. Compound One, it's our friend. Thank you, everybody.
Even though it's about Occupy, which I can hear clearly.
Someone has some news on. Glad you know they're listening to our organization. Okay.
Okay. I didn't hear Tracy Rosenberg.
Can you hear me now, Afia?
Yes, I could hear you now.
All right, I'll go ahead and vote yes. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yes. And 1, 2, 3 no's, and 1, 2 abstentions. 14 yeses, 3 no's, and 2 abstentions.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Okay, so Alex, if you would please go ahead and notify George that should we be blessed to get through the agenda to the portion where the programming councils are, that he should join the call at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, very good. So if there are no further changes to the agenda, I'll go ahead and give my brief update, and then we can move on to the committee reports. And Arlene, do you want to give any report on anything in open session that can't wait till next week? Or
I think that can wait till next week. The only thing is in closed session, and I'll take care of it then.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. So, very good. Are there any further changes to the agenda, or may we move on? Okay, very good. Thank you. So, as for the meeting room arrangements in Los Angeles, I've gotten proposals back from several hotels eager for our business, and have inspected some, like one in particular, and basically it's all about meeting our price point, but rooms are competitive with other rooms in the area with a good deal on the conference room, and so I will be sending, I guess, in terms of approval process, because we didn't, I'm going to send it up to the office. I've asked, they sent me down prices that we've paid for previous hotels, and I've been using that as a guideline in terms of negotiating with people here in Los Angeles. So, to make sure that it's competitive with what we've paid for other meetings and with similar amenities. So I think we're on track and okay for that, and everyone should start booking their tickets with Becky to fly out here. And on the recall matter, I have contacted all
Madam
of the
Chair?
Yes.
Are you going to take questions at the end?
Yeah, sure, completely. I just thought I could go ahead and update on both matters first, and then I could take questions on whatever
Thank
people
you.
Have. On. Yes, of course. Thank you. So on the recall matter, you know, we had voted to well, anyway, I've contacted Californians for Fair Elections, League of Women Voters, and Fair Vote. I've reached out to what seemed to be the consensus approval of the types of organizations that we were seeking an election supervisor from. I have not yet, even though several people have been quite helpful in disseminating our requests to their list, have not yet gotten any applicants for the position. So I need to kind of bring it back to the board because we have timelines on this. You know, we can go ahead and authorize placing some ads in places like Idealist, which may get us people who do not have election experience. I can go ahead and expand out, and I'll reach out to some unions because they also conduct elections. The gentleman at California for Fair Elections was going to send it to an expanded list that included their entire membership. And so I hope to get a response back, but I would like some feedback from the board because, in all honesty, like, this is another task that's been delegated to me, and I've been following through with people and following through, but we need to make some sort of decision that will result in appropriately dispatching our duties here. You know, I'm at the point I would be happy to supervise this. I just want us to get it done, so I will take feedback and, you know, go accordingly. So those are the two things upon which I am working that need to be brought back to the board for discussion. So questions?
This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Please.
Hi. Okay. So, when do you expect to sign with a hotel? Because, as you know, I'm trying to work on what we do for one or two nights and
well,
where we meet.
Yes. Well, I had gotten feedback from several people as to not wanting to maybe only spend one night away from the meeting, and that's maybe something we should decide upon here. So I discussed with the hotel the use of the conference room into the evening on Friday and Sunday, presuming we might hold our reception on Saturday. That seems to be something that makes sense to everyone, and that was fine. And it's conveniently located off the 405. This is the one I would like us to go with. Anyway, it's completely available for our time frame, has free shuttles for a three-mile radius, and is about halfway between LAX and our radio station. So it's conveniently located in several respects and seems to be competitive with everyone else I've gotten bids from so far. Do you want to have discussion now on whether we do one or two? I mean, it isn't something we have to decide tonight. You know, the hotel, the availability of our conference room is there. If we ended up needing it one evening less, that shouldn't be, that shouldn't be a problem. That would be on us, but we should definitely have some discussion on that, whether this is the place to do that or not. Perhaps it's not, maybe coordinating committee at our next meeting, but, you know, obviously there's very little time to finish hammering that out, so.
Campbell Johnson, please.
Hi, Campbell. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. This wouldn't jeopardize the length of time because, you know, our effort has been toward having the 4 days time period so that we could get a lot, you know, get some more accomplished. That's one question. Second one is, are bed bugs extra or do they come with the facility?
Well, I actually had that discussion with a lovely person there, and this is one of those places that is, I think, much better than that. So, I'm quite pleased with it. The conference room is a little bit on the tight side, but has sufficient room for the number of public participants, members of the public, that I have seen at any of our in-person meetings thus far. They have appropriate internet capabilities, enough room for our horseshoe-style seating. The conference room is free with food minimums. Food seems expensive everywhere that I've so far gotten my news back on. So, I've been working with people on that. It has, it seems very decent. So it's just a matter of making sure that, we've achieved the right price, and I'm going to negotiate one more time tomorrow. So,
yes, I think, Summer, this is Lydia again. Yeah, that was my question, is when do you think you will have this signed up, your preferred location?
Preferred location, I'm going to discuss it, if it's all right with everyone. I talked with Arlene earlier, and I've asked for a finalized grand total bill, and, so we can compare it against. But, we could do it tomorrow if there's no objection to doing that, It's there, they're available, it's ready, it seems to be suitable, and, menus can be adjusted accordingly. And I think also with the free shuttle service, it would enable us to, we could go to a restaurant for an evening meal or something like that, so conveniently. In terms of whether we have 1 or 2 days away from the meeting, I think that's something we may need to vote on as a board just to come to to come to a decision on that, And, again, that doesn't have to be tonight. But I can send everyone I'll send everyone the proposal. I can send everybody tonight what I have, which is menus separately from a longer – I'll send you the emails from the hotel, okay, so I can send those to all of the board. But I asked her to put together a finalized proposal tomorrow so that it has a grand total so it can be compared against other things, okay? So is there – if I send stuff out tomorrow – with that?
I'm
yes.
Sorry, last few words got squished up.
Yeah, no problem. Lydia, I'm sorry, was that you?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that we postpone the discussion on how many nights to have out until next week.
Okay, that sounds good to me as well, because it's not a necessary component of booking the hotel or booking travel or anything like that. Okay, so if there's no objection, it has an overflow room that they will give us free use of if we need it. They have 3 extra conference rooms, so if there's a reason we need an extra room.
Lost the signal.
So it seems competitive with everything else and all the other bids that have come in. So is there any objection to moving forward with this with Arlene, and I'll copy Bill, and I can copy the coordinating committee tomorrow, but otherwise is there any objection from – I'll copy everyone on the whole proposal, but is there any objection to moving forward as long as everything –
Arlene, to the stack quickly.
And Summer, can you also copy all the directors from L.A.? Thank you.
I think the entire PNB so we all see what's going on, okay? Because
okay,
that way,
thanks.
Okay, Arlene, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just a quick question. Today I was talking with Brian DeShazer about other matters, and he mentioned to me that he's been, I'm not sure who he's been working with, but with a reception sponsored by the archives, for the tour of the station and so forth on Friday night. Now, I don't know, I thought he said he'd been working with Lydia, but maybe I'm wrong.
No. This is Lydia.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, in coordinating, we had discussed having Summer work with the hotels, and I was going to work with, Rodrigo and other people on the other plans. But I can call Brian tomorrow so that we have the archives the same night as the station visit. It doesn't make sense to have that separately. Otherwise,
no,
I'm going to end up with too many
nights
at the station.
No, that's all I want to bring up, and I heard
I'll
Saturday.
Call Brian.
This call, and he mentioned Friday, so that's all I'm making aware of.
They are planned in conjunction. I think it's that management is probably planning this, and we should go ahead and have a little make sure that we have a decent conversation with management and Brian, because normally the archives tour and the station tour happen together, because, it's really whether or not we do anything else someplace else, or do we just eat dinner on the other 2 nights and get back to work as quickly as possible. And I think that's a group decision in terms of how we allocate our time. But if it's Friday night, it's not going to be a problem with the hotel. We should get that confirmed tomorrow. So, Lydia, you and I, we'll talk tomorrow with Brian.
Yeah,
and
my thing is because what I'm coordinating is a special high-profile guest that we would all be thrilled about, and is a big KPFK supporter, and it would also depend on that concert schedule, et cetera.
Would that be done in conjunction with
that would be at the station.
Okay, so it's really just one night we're talking about. Then I don't think we've got a problem if it.
Well,
to be-
no, we haven't discussed that, Summer. That's not true. I mean,
oh, okay.
Like I said, I move that we postpone the rest of the discussion. I would be opposed to just having one night if we have something attractive for the second night that is community-based or whatever.
Okay.
For a second night. That's still, we're there for, you know.
Well, if we get know by
next week. So we have plenty of time.
Yeah, if we could get that firmed up by next week, because the hotel, I mean, I do kind of need to let them know, because they,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
I just need to know where the hotel is so that I can move forward, okay?
Well, sure. You know, I'll actually just tell you now. So you're not Los Angelino. It's the Hotel Angelino, the curved hotel. It's off the 405. The conference room is curved. It has enough room. It has enough room for the public. Do we have an objection to a curved conference room?
Well, no. Summer, just when you send the email and I know the location, I'll know the other venue for
okay,
the other.
Okay, very good. All right. Well,
okay,
I will send that. Thank you. Anybody else on this aspect of things? But I think, you know, everyone could start booking their tickets and probably should if they've already held their elections or as soon as you do, you know, to be on
so
top of
that.
Means
11 minutes on this.
Thank you, Bill.
Summer, so does that mean that this hotel that you're thinking about is closer to LAX? Is that correct?
This is not the one in Westchester. It is near the 405 and the 10, I guess. You know, sort of midtown.
Okay.
It's about halfway between LAX and the radio station, but since we can get to the radio station
okay.
Convenient that way, too, it's fairly convenient, I think. Anybody else?
Summer.
That's
would it be proper for me to move the agenda?
Oh, that would always be in order. Thank you, dear. Okay, excellent. So we could move on, and if there are no other questions about anything else, then... Tracy, with the Finance Committee. Are you ready to go ahead with the report from the Finance Committee, Tracy?
Yes, I think so. All right, I think I'm just briefly going to summarize what the Finance Committee has been doing and or what we have planned for the rest of the year, which is not very long. We completed reviews of each division, which were led by the LSB treasurers from each division, all except for the national office, which was postponed a couple of times due to LaVarne struggling a bit with bronchitis. That we will complete on the 10th. But we did complete the archives and all five stations. We basically reviewed budget.
I can't hear you anymore, Tracy. I don't know if other people...
Sorry. So we basically reviewed budgets to actuals and the overall financial results for each of the five stations and the archives division. And all of that is on the stream. They were led by the LSB treasurers from each station. Clavorn did the archives. The only one we haven't done is the national office, which got postponed because the CFO was having a bout of bronchitis and had to take a day off. We are looking at a couple of ongoing problems, including file naming protocols, the ongoing training of business managers, whether or not the accounting system that we are using needs to undergo some changes. And we are also looking at the solar canopy project at KPFK and whether or not moving forward on that makes sense for KPFK as a division in response to their budget and for Pacifica as a whole, and we'll be doing that review on January 10th. And we are meeting again on the 10th and probably on the 24th, and then we will all turn into a pumpkin, and it will be the next term of the PNB. So I think that's pretty much it. I don't believe we'll have any more motions for this board except possibly a recommendation regarding the solar canopy project, and that would be after January 10th. Thanks.
Thank you, Tracy. Are you done?
Yeah, that's it. And if anybody else on the committee feels that I left something out, you know, feel free.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the Finance Committee portion? Okay, very good. We'll move on to the next thing on the agenda, which is, pardon me, working off the phone here. Affiliate Task Force.
Yes, this is Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Go ahead, please.
We have actually we have co-chairs, and Campbell is the other. Co-chair, I'm one, and he's the other. So, Campbell, I'm going to just talk a little bit about the Occupy program. Please chime in, okay, if there's something else that you wanted to add. So the affiliate task force, I want to talk about a couple of things, actually. One is that the affiliate task force has been working, as I think you all know, on a survey of the affiliates. We're still tweaking that a little bit, making a few changes in it, but our intention is to complete this sometime during 2012, complete the survey, which I think should be really interesting, actually, to find out more about the affiliates, more detailed information about the affiliates. A couple of months ago, the affiliate task force decided that because of the Occupy movement all over the country, we wanted to explore the possibility of the affiliates producing a program about what's happening in the various Occupy movements. So we managed to have a small grant, actually, thanks to Pacifica National Board for $1,000 that we have been using to produce some shows. Mark Reed is the producer out of New York, someone who Ursula identified, and he's done a wonderful job so far. We have produced a couple of shows that are on the audio port and being picked up all over the country. I don't know how many stations have been picking up the programs, but Ursula said it's been quite a bit, actually. And the thing that's really exciting about this show is that the affiliate stations are actually contributing content, and then they're included in the program. So the first program was a panel with a number of folks who are involved in the Occupy movement in various cities all over the country. It was just really interesting. And then the next one was about a discussion with folks around the country also about the culture of resistance. We're planning two more programs. One is Beyond Occupation and what people expect, where they're looking, you know, talking to various folks all over the country, what they're looking forward to, what they expect from this movement, and so forth. What kind of change are they seeking? And the next program is about inclusion and marginalization. I think, as many of you all know, there have been some issues of racism and sexism and other kinds of issues that are cropping up in some of the movements. And so we're going to address some of those issues and see what people are thinking and doing about this. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to have a meeting, actually, with some of us this coming Saturday to talk about exploring other ways to raise money to keep this program going. So, Campbell, do you want to add anything else to that?
Yes, there are just a couple of points, and I think you covered everything very well, Heather. The couple of points I was going to add is that we're looking to provide an orientation package for the PNB so that our members can have a better perspective on what the affiliates are about and what the affiliates task force is about, so that when the new board is seated, this information can be available. Secondly, as a part of an ongoing effort to increase the engagement between the national board and affiliates nationwide, we're looking to establish, we haven't figured out the time frame, but an e-newsletter that will cover a number of these issues, and I think will also help our network stations to get the benefit from the affiliates that we have, and also put us, I think, as a network with affiliates in a stronger position to secure financing from outside sources. And this is one of the things that we had mentioned last year as being a particular concern of the affiliates task force and our affiliate strategy, is that it would be a synergistic strategy that can work for the network as a whole and as well, you know, uplift all boats, so to speak. That's all that I wanted to add.
I just wanted to mention one other thing. Ursula was saying, I think it's something like 20, perhaps a little bit more than 20 stations have contributed content for the Occupy show. So I think that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. This is Nia Summer. I have a question for Campbell and Heather.
Yeah.
I have a question too. This is Alex.
Okay, hold on. Just as a point of personal privilege, I am standing outside of a foreclosed home in the San Fernando Valley where we've been working with 24 occupiers all day, and the police are here, and they're boarding up the house. So if it gets really noisy or I lose the call, I'll be back with you in a moment. But Nia, and then Alex.
Okay.
Within 5 minutes, by the way.
Actually, I'm sorry?
That was just Bill giving me time.
Within 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's a coincidence that Alex should come after me based on the question that I was going to ask. I thank Alex for putting out on the WBAI LSB public listserv that Afia's affiliate station, I really don't want to get it wrong, Afia, forgive me. The Malcolm X, what was it called, Afia?
MXP.
The WMXP is in jeopardy of losing its license and asking for donations. And I don't know, I know we can't treat this as a special case because there are stations, you know, certainly WBAI is suffering from lack of funds, but it would be sad to me to hear that this particular affiliate station might not be able to serve the community, and especially named after a man, Malcolm X, whom this foundation has made millions of dollars off over the years based on his premiums and his speeches. And I'm wondering if there's anything that we could do in order to help help that affiliate station. If you didn't ask me to do this, I don't know if that's improper or whatever, but I thank Alex for putting that out. And if there's anything that we could do to help out, I mean, we can all make individual donations, but as a network, do we have a day of fundraising for it?
If I may respond on that, Heather indicated we're going to be having a conference call Saturday, and I think that would be something that would be worthwhile engaging and even in the broader context of other affiliates that might be endangered, and particularly certainly this one because we have a special relationship with Afia.
Okay, thank you. Alex?
Thank you for that contribution, Nia. Certainly something we should all want to support. My question was directed to Heather, and you are aware that WBAI has a regular daily Monday to Friday show on Occupy Wall Street, and we feature some of the key activists in that movement. And I was wondering how that's been received among the affiliates and what you think of the program, just, you know, briefly.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that, Alex. I can't really respond to that. I don't know, but we will definitely look into it and see. I, of course, have heard about it. I've not heard the show myself, but I've heard about it. And so this actually brings up one of the issues that's dear to me also is that there's other ways to promote what our stations are doing. So I want to talk to you more about that. But I'll get back with you on that. Let me find out. Let me see what I can find out about it.
Okay. And I would think that it would be entirely appropriate that we could report back to the PMB on that next week because we will be.
Absolutely. Excellent idea.
Yeah.
And I also want to thank everyone for saying something about Afia's station as well. So I think that we need to see what we can do to support that effort to raise what monies are needed. Yeah.
This is Afia. Can you all hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Go ahead, Afia.
First of all, I want to thank Alex for posting our appeal and Nia for raising it on this call, and we would certainly, not only do we need desperately, but be appreciative of any assistance that might be offered or forthcoming. So I want to offer my personal appreciation as we appeal and express our thanks for Pacifica assistance.
Okay, thank you. I think we're probably past due time on affiliates. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Afia. And if there's no objection, we'll go on to Programming Council. And Alex, were you able to get George on the phone?
Yes, and I'd like to let George do the presentation from the committee since he is the chair.
Okay, thank you. So we'd like to welcome George Ryder of KPFT, Houston, Texas, committee chair of the programming committee. Go ahead, George, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. May I ask a question before we start?
Who is that?
Lydia.
Lydia, yes.
Yeah. George, I understand there was a minority report that was supposed to be sent out with this motion, and we didn't get it. Can you send it to the PMB at pacifica.org? So
I did that earlier today.
And it comes from you? Is that okay?
Came from me, yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me look for that. Thank you.
All right, George, you have a minority report in addition to the committee report?
Yes.
Okay, and did you send both of those reports to the full PMB?
I did.
I saw them. Where they came.
Yes, he
okay.
did. I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, George, please.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So this proposal is intended to deal with the political situation that we have, I think, at all the stations, but certainly at KPFT, of the LSB and other interested and committed listeners wanting to have a say in how programming goes and having some role in the conversation, and on the one hand, and management on the other hand, being somewhat reluctant to do that, partly because of often it's inexperienced, partly because of really their job is at stake, and so they have a major stake in the programming, and so. What we were looking for was a way to provide a forum, a place whereby the conversations could be had, which would, on the one hand, serve the management in sort of getting the political support for the kind of decisions they made. On the other hand, serve the listeners and the LSB members by giving them a place to be heard and have their concerns about the nature of the programming be heard. And so the program council seemed to be a way to do that. This is the third version, actually, that came from the committee, came through the committee. We had five meetings on this, all of about 2 hours or so long. And it began with basically just a suggestion that we should have program councils and there should be listener and LSB support, and it became more specific as time went on. We did ask for the program directors for their input and to participate in one of the meetings. I asked Arlene at one point to take what we had produced, and no one did that. No one took us up on that, and to bring it to the program directors. And we haven't heard anything back about that, so I don't know where they stand other than one former program director, Bernard White, is on the committee and voted to support what we've got here. It's set up as a management committee. The composition, one of the specifics that we sort of struggled over, is one-third staff, one-third members of the LSB, all selected by STV election, and one-third of listeners who would be approved jointly by the LSB and the program director by a procedure satisfactory to them. We attempted in most of this to leave open things that didn't need to be really really declared one way or the other. So there's a lot of, in order to fit different stations. This is a motion which we're basically asking the executive director to see to it that program councils are set up throughout all five stations. Its intention, as it says, is to provide a nexus between the board, the listeners, the staff, and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing the programming policies of the LSB and PNB.